5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. I am your host, Reagan.
And I am Chesco, the Man Hater.
Wait, I didn't even say what I am. Did I? Did I say Man Hater?
No. And then I called myself the Man Hater by accident. That wasn't on purpose. I'm Mr. Pick Me.
Oh, God.
Professional show brought to you by Christmas. We're not actually sponsored by them.
I don't think they'd like us very much.
No. 'Tis the season.
Kris Kringle.
We support everyone, even non-denominational and all denominations.
And Krampus. We'll let him in. That was a scary movie.
I didn't see it. Did you see it?
That is a creepy little guy.
Krampus is based on a real mythology, though, right?
I think it is. He's German. Scary. Yeah, he's coming for your kids, yeah. I think. Yeah. Not yours. In specific, but
hey, we got three. It's fine. It's
fair. If I will tell you right now, if you came for your youngest, she's getting out, and Krampus might end up toast. Yeah,
she's gonna destroy him. Take her back. I can't handle this. What is this?
This is insane. I deal with demons on a daily basis with this child.
And then you see her, she's just this beautiful little sweet face.
Little cherub. She's like, what? Yeah, yeah. I kicked him. I'm a better snake. Oh, shit. Okay. Well, because we're talking about Christmas things, Chesco, do you have a Christmassy story for us?
I do. And it's, am I the asshole for not doing anything for Christmas this year and making my husband livid? Theme song.
You want bad advice, man? I'll give it out gladly.
I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
Like, no, you don't. I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
Like, no, you don't.
Shit.
Okay, tell us your story. I want to hear it.
So, I'm a stay-at-home mom with three kids. This isn't about me, by the way. I'm reading a story for the audio listeners.
Jesco is reading something.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm a stay-at-home mom with three kids. My husband works full-time and gets an okay salary, but he's tightened the grip on spending for the past 4 months to be able to save up to watch the football event overseas. He's literally obsessed with anything to do with football. He said he rarely gets to do what he wants, and so I didn't want to judge him since it's his money eventually. First off, do you think he's talking about football or footy ball? Like soccer or...
Football.
Is it football or...
I would guess he's talking about soccer.
That would be my guess, too. And it's not just like the NFL event, because they do have an overseas event every year.
I don't feel like that's as...
I feel like no.
I think we're talking about soccer here.
All right.
But also, I'm already mad.
Yeah. We'll go through the whole thing first before we...
I'll stay.
We discussed plans for Christmas, and he told me to handle everything since he won't be back until December 20th. He told me he had put aside money for Christmas decoration, food, gift, kids' needs, etc. The money in total? I want you to guess how much he left. This is for Christmas decorations, food, gifts, and all the kids' needs.
I'll do $500, which is low.
$100.
No!
I was completely shocked. I told him $100 for an entire family's Christmas celebration was ridiculously not enough. He shrugged, saying it's all he's got. But I pointed out how he's paying for his friends and his girlfriend's travel expenses. He told me to just take it, but I said that if he decided to leave me with just 100 bucks, then I won't be doing anything for Christmas. We had lots of arguments and couldn't get this resolved. There's more, but...
I actually started hearing the blood in my ears. I think I was grinding my teeth so hard that the pressure in my ears got to be audibly loud. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Are we saying things yet? Are we waiting?
Do you want me to? There's only one more.
Okay.
Burger,
if you want to. All right. Hold.
Okay. He's in. Is it Qatar? Q-A-T-A-R?
Qatar.
Qatar?
Okay. Is it Qatar?
I think so. Please correct us if I'm wrong. I apologize. He's in Qatar now. He left days ago. Yesterday, while I was cleaning, I found an envelope with the same $100 and a note from him telling me to, quote unquote, make it work. I sent him a message saying I've decided that I won't be doing anything for Christmas with this little money, period. He was livid. He just kept sending me angry message after another, calling me spoiled and telling me to stop expecting to live like I was still living in my parents' house and to stop trying to rob the kids of enjoying the holidays like the other kids. I haven't replied, but he's livid, saying I'm punishing him for going and trying to guilt him using his own money.
Tesco, is it done now?
That's it.
Oh my God. What is happening right now? So just so I can understand, he's leaving.
Yes.
To go to a football event in Qatar, which God can only imagine how expensive that outing is. He's also chosen to pay for his friend's travel as well as his friend's girlfriend. But for his wife, who he's leaving to do all of the arranging for Christmas, all of the plans, all of the decorating, all of the gifts, he has left her $100.
Yes.
And yet, she's selfish. Look up the flights.
Yeah, I want to
look. Where are we coming from? Do we know where it's from?
No, I'm just going to guess from here. So round trip from where I am is $1,200. That's the cheapest flight.
So we're guessing it's at least 1,000.
At least 1,000, wherever they're coming from. So there's three tickets there. That's $3,000 just in flights. And then hotel, let's look up hotels in
Qatar.
Yeah. So not too expensive. Cheapest I'm finding here. It's about 100, $130 a night. So two hotel rooms, about 250 a night. So if they're there for a week, probably.
This is
about,
God.
This trip is probably going to be about 4,000 plus tickets to the game, plus food, about $5,000. This is probably about a 5,000. Let's say on best case scenario, it's about a $5,000 trip.
He's not taking his wife either. Mm-mm. And the idea that like he's been making them all suffer and tightening the purse strings, as it was, this whole time because he wants to take his trip and yet he leaves her. God, I wonder what his priorities are. Yeah. And of course, the what does he care about? He doesn't care about his kids and his wife, who, like, you need to make it special for them on $100?
No, clearly she's the one choosing to punish the children.
She's choosing to punish them by not taking the $100 and getting all of their gifts and decorating. Okay, he doesn't care about his kids. He didn't care about any of that. What he cares about is looking good to his friend and his girlfriend, his friend's girlfriend, because he's willing to fly them out, but he's not willing to give his own family money because clearly that's more important.
It took me a second. For the first time I read it, I was like, wait, his friend and his girl.
Oh my God.
Does he have a girlfriend and a
This man's a monster.
Yeah. In some ways, that's almost not as bad as him paying for somebody else's girlfriend.
At least he's got some relation.
She didn't seem to be upset about him having a girlfriend, so that clearly is not.
Yeah, it's not that. Or she's real cash about it.
Yeah, she's like, I'm leaving him anyways.
That's insane. Yeah. And then to like, what a like manipulative tactic to leave her with not enough money to do anything, and then say it's her fault and she's selfish. Like, I'm sorry, if you want to be a part of it, if you care so much about the holiday experience, why don't you be there?
Yeah.
Why don't you give her money? But no, you have to fly. Like, this is when I get really upset because, like, it's the whole idea of, like, the stay-at-home parent when they're like, oh, it's our money, which like I get into fights with people on the internet very often about this idea of like how I think it's really scary when women don't have any of their like any finances of their own, any money of their own, any account of their own, because then it could lead them into like dangerous territory, because if something goes wrong, they can be cut off, that, you know, financial power can be used against them, whatever. And people be like, well, it's our money, it's our, and I'm like, in the best case scenario, it is. If you have a wonderful partner that's not going to abuse the power dynamic, that's great. But in a case like this, it's our money until he wants to fly him and his friend and his friend's girlfriend out. And then all of a sudden it's his money.
Right.
It's his experience. It's, it's, well, I got to save my money for this thing I want to do because I don't get to do anything fun.
Well, and that's the difference is they don't even have, it doesn't even sound like they have a shared account or anything. It's just, he gives her cash.
Yeah. When that's he what decides. I'm saying.
Yeah. And that's where it's like a very, cause like, and this is, I always think this conversation is actually really interesting because there is data that shows that if you have a shared pool of money, you just put everything in the same, that there tends to be less financial drama in relationships. You tend to be like, that tends to be less area of conflict because you're not working. And like my wife and I early on, because she was still in college when we started, and I just started my career, you know, I was making all, I didn't want there to ever feel like she ever had to ask me for money.
Right.
I wanted to just be like, it literally was, but you have to approach it like 100% as in, this is the, and it's not just you have to say it's your money or our money, you have to believe it, like,
right, okay, we're all,
this is our family's pool of money, and I trust you as my partner that whatever you spend it on is the responsible thing, and that you trust me that whatever I spend it on is the responsible thing, and that includes joy, you being taken care of yourself is responsible
fun
too.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, but you've thought about that. Like, you know, I'm not going to buy myself a brand new, you know, I do photography. I'm not going to buy myself a brand new lens for my camera.
Right.
Just because, unless I know.
Without talking to your partner.
Yeah. And the big things. Like, but it's not me asking for permission. It's not her asking me for permission.
Right.
It's just, you know, it's having that shared pool of money. But I also respect not like for people, especially if you have two careers.
Yeah.
You have things going on. You have a lot of things separately going on. Why you would want to have those separate things. It's these specific situations where if you, and especially this is the kind of situation where he clearly does not want her working, where it's like they, you know, you're, you know, the trad wife kind of lifestyle of, I don't want you working, right? It's not a matter of you've chosen to be, to for this to be your life. It's no. I'm the man, I provide the money, and I'm going to dole out an allowance for you because I hate that idea.
Agreed, same. But it's also like, you agreed on that. Like, this was a decision where you're like, okay, I am going to make all the money and then you're not going to have an income. And then the idea should be, it's our money then, because I am not allowing you to work. Or we've mutually, I don't know what how it went, but like we have agreed, you're not working. So then it's our money. And what I am making is facilitated by you being a stay-at-home parent. You facilitate my lifestyle.
Right.
And we know statistically speaking that men who are married and have kids actually are more successful. It helps them move up the ladder, if anything.
Right.
It does not hinder them.
Upward mobility.
Yeah, there's upward mobility for them, while women, when they become mothers, it goes down. Their likelihood of promotions and upward mobility. Thanks, Jesco, for that term. Lessons. Right. So it, we know that it assists him. And yet when he wants, like, I always look at, when I'm looking at, is this like healthy? I look at, does, could it go both ways? And in this case, there is no world in which she would say, hey, I'm going to take our, some of our money and section it off, and I'm going to put us on a budget because I really want to go to a football tournament with my girlfriend and her boyfriend. Like that would never in a million years happen. And yet, like, even the tone in which he's saying, like, I don't get to do anything fun. It's like, what do you think she's doing? Eating bonbons? Only if you will give her the allowance to do so. So for him to be like, oh, I never get anything fun. Like, that is such a privileged, misogynistic take.
Yeah, so I don't believe for a second that he pays for her to go on a girl's trip anywhere.
No.
Right? There's no.
Not with this attitude.
Like, it's like, you get to have fun. You get to go out shopping.
I gave you $20 for groceries. That's where you have fun.
You said you like shopping. I give you grocery money. God, it's like these guys, like, they want their wife to be at the same time their mother and a child.
Yes.
It's like they want to be taken care of like they're their mom, but they want to respect them or like
Their
over like
authority.
the authority
Yes.
authorship of being the parent to them. It's there's no the power dynamic is so weird in that kind of relationship.
I mean, I've talked about the hypocrisy of these men because, to your point, it's like, I am the man. You don't question me. You obey me. You do what I want. But I don't know. What does $100 get you? I'm just a baby. I never been to the store. I don't have my own money. And like, I just want you. I'm just a little baby. You gotta take care of Christmas all by yourself.
I wouldn't even know how to do that.
How much is an ornament?
Yeah, twirling his bald head.
One
One little, yeah, ding.
little curly
Yeah.
cue.
But
Like, doing, 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 doing.
it does, it also though shows like how uninvolved you have to be
Yes.
to think that $100, and here, I want to be very clear too. My mom did Christmas on nothing, right?
Yeah,
Because $100,
sure.
it depends if you're in a circumstance where you only have $100,
Sure.
sometimes you can figure out ways to make it work. The point is that he's taking a $5,000 trip and then saying,
Yes. Here's
you
a
have
hundred bucks.
$100. That's the context of the situation is very important.
With three kids, and he's saying all of the gifts and all of the decorations and all of the food.
And all the food. The food alone is
Aldi's. Like, this man does not go grocery shopping. And here's the other thing. It's bad enough that, he said $100 because that is just not happening. Like, there's no world in which, unless someone is incredibly scrappy and has had to do so, to your point, maybe, but that is a lot to get done with that budget. She's saying, I can't do that. I can't get all the things that we need on that budget. And he's saying, I don't care.
No,
Here
make
it
it work.
is. Make it work. That's different because there's a world in which someone, like, I don't know the prices of like everything in the world. Like, if we had to fix something with the car, I'd be like, here's 20 bucks. Even like oil changes, they're like $100. I'm like, what?
How is
So,
that?
that's wrong. Is it gold? Liquid gold oil? But there's worlds in which, you don't know the price of things. And then somebody says, that's not enough to cover it. And you're like, oh shit, I'm sorry, I didn't realize. But when someone tells you, I cannot get that done, and you say, well, sucks to suck, figure it out. This is not your employee. This is not a simple task. And then to claim he cares so much about the holidays and trying to guilt her when she's saying, I can't do this for what you've given me. To flip it on her and be like, well, I guess you're just ruining Christmas. Like, no, you're ruining Christmas. And like, it makes me feel like she hasn't had a budget before because he would know then that that wasn't enough had this happened before. But it feels like all of a sudden, because he wants to go to Qatar for football, that, oh, well, here's $5 and a coupon to Best Buy. Like, good luck.
It's probably, yeah, I could see it being a situation where normally it's just maybe they have a credit card or something
Yes.
where it's okay, I'm using this, I'm doing this. And
Yeah.
because they have he makes enough money where without a $5,000 trip to a soccer game, right, that he's a it's not that big of a deal. It's like our budget is balanced, but this
Yeah.
month he knows he knews he
He knows.
knows he knews that it's he needed all this, like literally all of their excess money, whatever it is, to go on this trip. And man, to and then it's one thing to be like dumb, but that should be fine. I saved you $100. That's good, right? That's already
Hiya,
negligent,
baby.
ignorant. I'm a little baby. I don't buy things. I just pay the bills. The it's
But
making
I'm a
sense.
businessman,
Well,
goddammit.
I'm sir businessman business. Make it work, sir. It's like here, use this can of tuna to change this tire.
I'm a
That's not how it
businessman,
works.
baby.
Make it work. As you'll make it work. My child is able to pretend and
That's
do
such
things.
a businessman thing. Like, make it work. You're like, no, I can't. I guess technically it's also Tim Gunn, but I don't think he said it like that. Make it work. I don't think it had the same ring to it.
I can't even fathom what it would be like having that conversation. If I, or if you're flying here, we're having a live show on the 18th, and if I was like, I am in charge of our budget for the show, and I send you your check, for after all the money comes in. What if I was like, all right, well, Reagan, you have $100 to fly to Los Angeles. Is that'll be fine, right?
Well, it's not just that, but then me saying, no, that won't
Yeah,
work, and you
that's
going, well, make it work.
well, now figure it out. Well, that's what you got.
You're
So
ruining our event.
I'm gonna use the rest of our lavish income from the show
To go to Qatar.
to go watch a soccer game for content.
For content.
I'm gonna leave, yeah.
But seriously, it's just you filming yourself at a soccer game. I feel like, no, I don't have any letters behind my name, so don't take this, take it with a grain of salt. But I'm feeling a little bit of narcissism here, a little narcissistic tendencies from this guy because, like, it's more about his experience. It's more about the outlook of things. Even with his kids, it's like, I don't want to pay for you to facilitate this big dream, but I don't want the kids not to have it because that looks bad. I want to be the big guy with all the money who takes my friends out and comes home to a big Christmas experience and kids who love me and celebrate me. And you're ruining that.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And I also think there's a part of it that I think he knows that it's going to be bad. Like, but like, and so he's preemptively setting up so the blame for the bad Christmas will go on the mom, right? He's like, well, guys, I wasn't even here, and I can't believe she dropped the ball, right? I
She's the
was
football.
gone.
He throws the soccer ball. He's like, this is
But
it.
and the kids are like, oh, we forgive you, Father. You're so funny. You're
We
so
forgive you
funny.
for abandoning us.
But not mother.
Mother!
Mother.
Did you ever see that quit? That there's this TikTok where like this guy's just being a misogynistic little jerk, and it cuts to this other guy going, "Who hurt you? Was it mother?"
Was it my? Yeah, I know exactly.
That's what that reminded me of.
Was it mother?
I quote that all the time. Was it mother?
But that's what he's doing though. He's
Probably
saying
was
it up.
mother for
He's
him.
it was mommy, right? He's it's yeah, or maybe mommy didn't.
Mommy.
Mommy,
Mommy, I want to watch the football.
I want to. Why won't you let me watch the football game? Well, one day you'll marry someone, and she'll let you go see the footy.
That impression needs to go to jail. That was bad.
We do have like non-American listeners,
Apologies.
and I apologize.
Oh, no, but I mean, it's I agree with you. I think he is setting her up for a failure. And to blame it on her. But at the same time, I would put money on the fact that had she used the $100, it would have not been up to his standards, and then he would have hated on her
And
for
it still
that.
would have been like, oh, I can't believe I left you the money.
I left you a budget. It was
And you
two
just and
buttons and
you
lint, but
what are we supposed to tell our kids?
yeah, why have you done this to
As
us?
he's covered in full like paint from
Paint! He's got a pretzel.
How could you do this?
You take the joy out of my
FaceTiming.
life.
He's not even there.
I hate when men like this are like, ugh, I don't get to enjoy anything. I'm like, what do you think your wife does? when she's mm-hmm. at home with the kids 24/7, doing chores 24/7, on mm-hmm. the clock, like never gets a break from being mom, but you work and then you want to get a break from being dad, and you want her to facilitate a mm-hmm. lifestyle where you just get whatever you want and you don't have to deal with conflict. We talked about this before. It's like mm-hmm. instead of having actual emotional regulation, they expect their environment to be regulated by right. their wife.
Right.
Don't annoy me. Don't bother me. Get all this done. Mm-hmm. Get Christmas ready. Order all the presents. That's your job. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, your wife has no joy. Your wife has nothing outside of mother. Like, mm-hmm. and yet you're the one who needs a break. Mm-hmm. You're the one who doesn't get to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And to take five, like, I can't get over the fact that he was altering the family budget.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad enough if he was just going himself.
Right.
But then because I have to pay for my friend. I have to pay because, you know, I want to look good and maybe they can't afford it. It's like, you can't afford it.
You literally can't afford it. Yeah.
Yeah. This is all for perception yeah. and to get that attaboy. Mm-hmm. And you would rather like look good to your buddy's girlfriend mm-hmm. than to take care of your kids and your wife.
Mm-hmm. Because their praise matters more than your kid's yes. happiness and your wife's happiness.
Yeah. And your wife's happiness. And make mm-hmm. her suffer and like stretch so thin with this little budget so you can go on your trip. And then you stretch her even thinner by not being mm-hmm. present, only giving her $100.
Mm-hmm.
Like you are witnessing your wife suffer. Like I could not watch my family like tightening mm-hmm. our budget and watching them mm-hmm. like be stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking in my head, like, well, but I'm going to go on my big Qatar trip and pay mm-hmm. thousands of dollars for my friends to go. Like, the selfishness, I can't mm-hmm. even imagine. And the crazy thing is, she literally tells him, I am not doing this. If you leave me $100, mm-hmm. I am not doing Christmas. I'll tell you right now, because I can't. It's not even that I'm not doing it. It's like, I literally can't. Like, that covers food.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a... It's one of the reasons why I think it becomes to be, I think it should continue to be more normalized about people choosing not to have children. Right. Because no, but it yeah. sounds like, I think there is a pressure, not just on women. It's on men, you know, to men to be, you yeah. have to have, you know, someone to carry on your legacy and
talk the bloodline.
The bloodline must go on. Right. This whole idea. So it's not, but the pressure is not on men to be fathers. It's yes. to have children.
To have the title of dad.
Mm-hmm. To have the title, right? Yeah. But it's then they realize, oh wait, but I don't get to keep doing all my single guy things. That's not fair. And you know, it's not fair in the right. sense that life is not fair in that regard. Yeah, when you have a family, you no longer get to center yourself. That's not fair, right? In the sense that you have to want that family in order to, you have to be able to get enjoyment and fulfillment out of that aspect of your life.
Which is why people should have children, because right. they want them. Well,
right?
It's like they don't want them to change their life at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. How do you want to bring another human being into this world and have your life not impacted?
Like, I don't even like gifts. I don't want gifts most of the time. Like, I don't yeah. really want anything because I don't really get the anymore. Like, when I was younger, of course I loved sure. getting, but like, I would much rather spend $100, for instance, on seeing my kids light up, even if they right. hate the gift.
Which sometimes they do.
Which it does happen. You're yeah. like, I spent so much time just getting this.
I'm like, so glad you played with that for 2 minutes.
I spent 2 hours driving to buy something that's discontinued on Facebook Marketplace. Like uh-huh. I'd buy it on Facebook Marketplace because my daughter asked for it and it's no longer sold. And so I spent 2 hours and I bet she's going to hate it. but on the off chance she does like it. Anyways, but the idea though, that was still, I'd much rather try yeah. and do that for that enjoyment, because that's what, because I like being a father. I like yeah. having children. I like their enjoyment matters more. And do you deserve happiness? Of course you do. Like everyone deserves happiness, but you don't get to sacrifice your kids' happiness just to make yourself happy so you can go to the football game, right? You do have to give up certain things in order to be a good parent. That's just reality.
And what a shitty thing to do to his wife, like to put yeah. her in the position then mm-hmm. of like, okay, well, I can either literally not do Christmas for mm-hmm. our children, Or I can try and somehow figure out how to feed us and do Christmas with a budget that does not facilitate that, like stressing over what to get it, how to budget. Like, do I need to make things? Like, I mean, I feel like with that budget, you are thinking like, what can I craft, you know? And like, just no concern about, like, you can tell, like, he believes I should have my mental, like, I should not carry any of the mental load of being the parent. That's all you. You stress over it. You worry about it. I do what I want. And like, it's just insane to me because, again, to your point, like, you did not want kids. You wanted the title of dad. These men don't enjoy any aspects of fatherhood. Like, they they don't want the kids to make any noise. They don't want to play with the kids. They don't want to go to their activities or drive them anywhere.
It's the, you brought up narcissism as well. And it's the idea of, because I think a lot of times when people say, oh, I deserve this, I never get to have fun, they don't, like you kind of touched on this, where what is she getting?
Yeah, right. You
know, what is she, other than the normal fulfillment we talked about, if she actually wanted to be a parent? But like, because like, so I never go on like a personal trip anywhere. I rarely do anything that's like for fun, right? Like for me, but I do travel with my job. I do get to, you know, I'm spending the day alone in my, you know, I'm still grading. I'm still working. Still a very stressful job at times, but it's a different time. I don't think people like I still am getting time away, you know, like, I'm still getting a break from what the monotony of life is, whatever. And so I don't necessarily, do I deserve maybe a trip sometimes? Sure. And I'll get that eventually.
You
right?
do, Chester.
I do deserve that. But it's like, I don't do those things. And I'm never like, I never get anything, right? Like there'll be guys who are like, well, my job is very stressful and I never have any, but you also like, I've worked at really shitty places. I do get a lunchtime with friends where I'm laughing. I do have like times where I get to go on a, if I'm on a work trip, that's really like, I used to take students on a trip for a national tournament where we've gone for a week and it's so exhausting, right? Because it's, you're on 24/7, you're watching, you're worried that one of them's going to do something really stupid and get you arrested or fired. And there's a lot that goes into it, and financing and budgeting, etc. But I also had a really good time. And so I think a lot of people will only focus on the fact that the negative part of it, and we are terrified to admit that they also enjoyed themselves, because then that, or to their partner even, like, because then they would say like, oh, well, that wasn't, they weren't really working then. And so it gives the justification for them not being able to do kind of fun, frivolous things. Anywho, I don't know what the point I'm trying to make it is.
No, I totally hear you. I think it's also the lack of acknowledgement of what happens to someone who does not have an identity outside of parenthood.
Right.
Like
right.
A mother becomes just mother. And everything they do relates to that. Everything they think about, their mind is always full of not only their own thoughts, but thinking about their kids and what they have to get done that day. Their identity is be a mother. And they often lose their sense of self versus these dads are literally what they were before, with the addition of the dad identity. They are fully a person. They have their own wants, desires, hobbies, usually career. They can go somewhere where they have the separate identity of I am a banker, or I am whatever, or in your case, I'm a professor, or, you know, I'm a social media influencer, you know, but they have these other parts of themselves where they're not specifically solely parent.
And that's exactly the point, where they don't, and they can't acknowledge that that is a huge privilege to have a separate identity, other than, especially when the kids are young.
Oh my God. When I started working again, it literally changed. My mental health increased so much. When I, like, she started school because I had, or like preschool, but she, I had myself again. I had my own things that were mine specifically. I could work towards a goal. You know, my brain was not just solely on this thing. And when you have both sides, like when you have coming home, like working, and then your life at home, like it makes you appreciate the home more, or it should. It should. And like this idea that, you know, I work all day and then I come home to your family who loves you, to your wife or your partner, to your children, like they almost act as if that's the stressful part. I shouldn't be bothered by your own choices, by the human beings you brought into this world. Because the other side of this that they don't say is, I shouldn't be bothered, so my wife always should. That's the thing, is if you are not answering questions, if you are not being bothered, your wife is answering every question. Your wife is being bothered. Your wife is scheduling all the appointments. Your wife is making sure they don't bother you. And that's not okay. You're putting all of the pressure on her. And again, this is a 24/7 job. If you're off the clock and you're demanding that of her, she's never off the clock. And that's not fair. And to say, to not acknowledge the stress that that puts her under, and then to put her under additional stress because you want to show off. Like, meanwhile, what you're saying to her is, oh yeah, I'll save thousands of dollars to take my friend's girlfriend on a trip, but I won't even give you the money you need to buy food and presents for our children. What does that say to her about what value she has in your life? Not much. I know it says a lot, but it says he doesn't value you very much.
I think with that $100, she should get an hour or two with a divorce attorney. And figure out a way out of this relationship, because I don't know. I think that's always my solution at the end of these, is like divorce. But a lot of these are pretty rough, though. So, I mean, it's, I think it's justifiable.
I think it's important to acknowledge that these types of situations and then these power dynamics are not okay. I think it's important to take account of, if a man cares more about his hobbies or the way he presents or the way he's seen rather than the reality of the life he chose, that's a problem, and that's not fair. And that's not being a good father. Like, it's not enough to provide financially. That is an aspect of fatherhood, which he agreed to. By the way, this is, he and her have agreed to this. That was the setup. It's not like he's being forced to have this job. He's being forced to provide. Like, this was agreed upon at some point, clearly, because that's what they're doing. To then act like he's being punished or put out is insane to me. I think men get away with that a lot. It's interesting because I just had, do you know She's a Page Turner, the content creator? She's really great. I just had her on that.
I'm really
Good name. She does a lot of content on equity within the home. She's really great. Check her out. She's a Page Turner. I just had her on the Ethnic podcast. But she was talking about, like, you know, men will do that. They'll be like, oh, I have this really high stress job, or I have this really, you know, intense job or scary job or whatever. And it's like, you did choose that career path. And maybe you have to work, but there are choices we make to pursue certain types of careers. So if you have put yourself in the position of doing a high stress job, then absolutely we can hold space for how stressful that is, but you can't punish your wife for that. There's a difference.
And that's the key. That's
It's the same thing as, like, parents who get stressed. It's like, I get really stressed about being a parent. I don't then punish my child. I don't think it's my child's fault. Like, she just... she's a top, you know, four. So she does stuff that I'm like, that sucks that you just did that. But I never am like, you're the problem. Or when I'm stressed or not sleeping, I'm never like, it's your fault. She's a child, right? And I chose to bring her into this world. And the same thing can be said for these men. It's like, you chose your job. You chose to be a parent, knowing the stress that you're under and what it would take, seemingly, except he thinks $100, so maybe he doesn't quite grasp what it takes to provide, to then blame your partner and treat her like shit and not be there for your children and want to escape your own family and your own life is not fair. That's not fair to do to somebody. If you don't like what's going on in your life, then you need to make a change, but it's not at the expense of your family.
And if she said to him, I would like $4,000, $5,000 for a girl's trip,
never would that
happen.
There is
no world where I see him being like, oh yeah, you deserve it.
Right. I mean, I just can't imagine, like, I can't imagine how I would feel and how little I would think my partner cared for me if they're like, you can have $100 for groceries, Christmas, and decorations, but I'm going to give thousands to some random woman and my friend because they really deserve it.
In general, the idea of giving your partner an allowance, always, and there's a big difference between
budget.
creating a budget as a family together versus saying you are allowed this much money. Part of it's a framing, part of it's just how you say things, but it is having a partnership, right? Where you are like, all right, we're looking at this, we can afford to spend this much money on this, as opposed to I am bestowing upon you this
gift
that of my money for you to spend on whatever trinkets that you would like for this. But it's such a weird, because it is the mindset that goes into having that. It spreads out to the entire relationship.
Yeah.
Right. It's not just that one thing, right? It's all about holding power over the person that you are with. And it allows you to make threats about other things. This is where you see, not to get too serious, but like relationship abuse in the bedroom, right? Where they're like, you know, well, I provide for you. You should be, this is all, you have to do this sort of thing because I'm the one providing you money. You're providing me this type of pleasure.
Yeah. Right?
You're providing me childcare. You're providing me. And the list of what they're providing him will go on and on and on versus that. Yeah, men get to do, traditionally men get to say, one, financial, and two, this really obscure idea of protection. Right? This idea, well, I
from
protect.
What? Like, from, don't worry about it.
If it happens, you're going to be happy. I mean, but also, it'll be guys that will say that, or ones that work, oftentimes will work really long hours, which that's good, you know, good on them for that. Who's protecting the home during the 12 hours a day when you're gone? Right? Or when you're on this trip to Qatar for the football game.
Yeah.
You know, somebody else is protecting, like, you're offering protection for the 3 hours at where you're at home every day?
I protected you so much, you don't even know it. You don't even know how many assailants I took out.
It's so many. They saw me walk in, they're like, oh, not today. Oh, man. I wanted to assail that house.
I feel like that guy goes to Qatar for football. He's a boss,
this
man.
Kind of guy I don't want to. Oh, he already spent all their money on a football game.
Oh, they have nothing. I mean, it is financial abuse, though. I think if he's saying this is how much I'm going to give you, and she's saying I cannot do it, I can't provide for our family in that way, and he's like, well, it sucks to suck. You're a bad wife and a bad mother if you can't.
Mm-hmm. You should feel bad about this.
Yeah.
I'm providing you with this. I'm still, because in the end, I'm still giving you $100 of my
gift.
Money.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. You didn't, like, I didn't, I don't have to give this to you.
I literally do not have to feed our children. I choose to.
Figure it out. Right? That's what you do. Right?
It's got to be a power trip. Once he knew she couldn't do it for that much money, I feel like it's got to be. Yeah. It's so malicious to be like, I'm going on this trip and I'm giving you $100. Like, that is so horrible and so clearly inappropriate that I feel like it's got to be a message to her.
It's a way to assuage your own guilt about, you know, spending the money. It's like, all right, well, I shouldn't feel bad alone or I shouldn't feel bad at all. So I need to somehow create a scenario where you are the villain who should feel bad because you're going to see our kids crying and I'm going to say to them, I left your mom money.
Yeah, because they wouldn't know. They don't have a concept of it, probably. Mm-hmm. He doesn't. Mm-hmm. So why should his children?
Right. Why would his children?
I mean, I think this has got to be him wanting her to feel bad. Again, I think it's ringing of narcissism to me. And remember, friends, someone can have narcissistic traits and not be a full-blown diagnosed narcissist.
Right.
And anybody who is abusive has narcissistic traits. And I would say this man is definitely showing narcissistic traits, at the very least with the ways that he is not showing empathy and is caring very much about appearance. And I feel very bad for her. And just knowing how many men are big family men and like, he's the nicest guy. He took me and my girlfriend out on this trip. And then in private, he's treating his wife this way.
Right.
And he's setting up her for failure with her own children. Mm-hmm. I am setting up a situation where your kids are going to think it's your fault that they don't have presents, that they don't have food, that it's your fault. I did what I could. Like, that is so cruel. And this is exactly the thing that I fear for when I hear women in situations where they don't have control over any of the finances.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm afraid of.
An example too of how it's not always a choice to end up in this situation too. So with my wife and I, when we moved to Los Angeles, she got pregnant soon after. It was very, very quick. And so she was applying for jobs pregnant. She was honest and shockingly was not getting these positions there. Versus,
I'm going to be gone in a couple months.
Yeah, it was absolutely a selling point. I already had the job when I was applying for jobs. They'd ask questions like, "What is your, like, what are your personal goals for the future?" And I'd bring up that I want to have a stable job so I can provide for my family when I
signed.
It's fascinating. Not fascinating. It's sad, but it is not a accident, right? It's a structural part of a misogynist culture that lays it in where it's not just, oh, men are want to be providers and they're going to be financial and women don't like doing this sort of things. We're forced into these roles because you literally, I'm getting a better job because they want to help me. It's the whole like subconscious. It's not always like above the surface, but like, oh, well, this guy's going to be a father. We should give him stability. He deserves
this.
He needs this.
And the other thing is it showcases how much, like, as a society, we're misogynistic, because the assumption is now when someone's pregnant, obviously they know you're going to be out of work for a hot minute. You know, I could see, but even down the line, even if the kids are in school, and there's a dad and a mom, the assumption is, oh, if you're a mom, you're going to be doing the sick days. You're going to be doing pickups. Like, men aren't treated with that same idea. Like, when they're like, oh, I'm a dad, they're like, oh, okay, well, that makes no difference probably. And when women say they're moms, they're like, oh, well, you know, you're going to be missing a lot of work because you're going to be the one that's doing it. And the fact that that is just the assumption without any question, that's never asked. They never ask. I don't know if they can legally ask that, but like,
I've heard women talk about being asked when they're applying for jobs about like, oh, and how do you, who's going to be taking care of your kids during, like, they asked about their childcare. It's definitely like, we're more like conversationally.
Yeah.
I never once would be asked like, oh, who's going to be watching your kids while you're traveling for the, you know, I directed a speech and debate program while you're traveling, who's going to be watching your kids, right? That never, ever would come up from a superior in that, in the workplace, because the assumption in a misogynistic patriarchal society is that, oh, it's going to be his wife. That he wouldn't, even if I was, I wouldn't be worried about that anyways, because she's going to take care of it.
Right. And there's so much that goes unsaid or like covertly is discussed. And it's really sad.
I had a coworker before, I think I mentioned this once before, where I mentioned to them that how exhausted I was. And they were like, oh, my wife just takes care of all the, oh, I was like, how'd you sleep during? And like, oh, I can't function if I don't get a full night's sleep. So my wife just took care of all the overnight stuff. And I was like, and I was like, why would you, like, I also can't, humans can't function without sleep, but it's like, and it's,
she's a woman, she's got the brain where she doesn't need to sleep.
They're built different. It's also that it's not like I'm a brain surgeon where if I'm a little extra tired the next day, that someone's gonna die, right? I'm gonna be a little bit less energetic teaching public speaking.
Like, that's terrifying.
But that's the thing. It's also, you'll hear it from guys that are in jobs like mine,
right,
where it's like, there's you won't be as great maybe as you would on a different day, but that's an excuse not to like just put a 100% of it onto your spouse. And also, look, if we talk about structural things, there was no built-in, and I'm in Los Angeles with a good union, there was no built-in paternity leave into my contract at all. We found a way, like, they gave me ways that I could use my sick days and things to take like a week off for it. But I was also non-tenured at the time, so I didn't want to like risk doing it. So I went in like right away, exhausted, and drove in. But there is maternity leave built into our contract once again, because they want these structural things pushing toward, and people, guys would see that and see society hates men. It's like, no,
They love them. They think they're not taking care of their kids.
Yeah, the assumption is that you don't. It's almost like a
have
gift
to.
Event. Yeah. Why would you have to be home?
You get the rest.
You didn't give birth. Yeah.
You get rest. So when I worked at the production company that I worked at, mm-hmm. They had literally 2 weeks for maternity, which mm-hmm. for wow. the size of it was great. Well, how they got away with it was they had a smaller amount of full-time people and endless hundreds of freelancers. Mm-hmm. And they basically considered themselves like a mom and pop shop because of mm-hmm. the full-time employees was less. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you have hundreds of people that work for you. Anyways, so we were like, did this whole meeting and we're like, 2 weeks is not enough because you're not even healed.
No.
By 2 weeks. And mm-hmm. they're like, okay, let's talk about this. And so the two guys, like the HR person and then like the boss of the entire company, like listened to us. And, you know, we had several meetings with all of the women. And at the end of it, they're like, thank you so much. Like, literally, this is like meeting four. Thank mm-hmm. you so much for coming in and talking about that. But we're going to go ahead and keep it at 2 weeks. And then all of the women were like, yeah. I remember specifically one woman being like, yeah, well, when I had my baby, they let me bring the baby into the office. So they're very supportive. And everyone's like, thank you. And I'm sitting there like, thank you for what? You just
What is happening? You're looking around like, am I?
I'm in hell. Literally, they did nothing other than waste our time to look like they cared when they were never going to change it.
But and Megan, they talked about it.
They talked about it and they made a sad face.
Yeah, they felt bad about it. But
they felt really bad when they didn't change their minds.
Not bad enough to make changes.
No, not bad enough to spend money on their staff. Mm-hmm. But it was just so bizarre. And everyone's like, oh, they tried. I'm like, no,
isn't
they didn't.
It nice to work at a supportive workplace?
Yes! They let me drag my baby while I'm still wearing a diaper. People were like nursing in like closets and you're just like, oh my God.
That's also like best case scenario, right? You have like, if you don't have complications, if the baby is healthy, if, you know, depending on if you, how severe of a tear you have, or if you had a cesarean section, like all of that goes into like complicates it so much further. But there was a street interview where they're asking guys, how long after birth can you, before you can have sex again?
Mm-hmm.
And most of the guys had no fucking clue that there was even like a time you were supposed to wait. And they were not like all like young guys too. They were like, what do you mean? You can do it right after. Right?
That
like,
also disgusting. What is it? 10 weeks? What is the,
I think it's like 5 or 6 weeks. Yeah. But it's also, it's 5 or 6 weeks. And then you have a checkup and the doctor can make sure.
Yeah. You're all right. But like that men are counting down like, it's happening. Yeah. It's like
this hardship for me as the man.
Do you care? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Yeah. That actually makes me want to rage out. Yeah. Like they're just like, okay, this is not about you. You are an object. I don't care how you're feeling it. At that many weeks, we're doing it. Because I want to, and I've waited. I've had to suffer.
Oh, I guarantee you there are men too. And I don't have any specific examples though that would be find out that, you know, the wife wasn't healed enough after 5 or 6 weeks and they're just furious about
100%.
It. Right.
God, this was so hard on me.
This has been, do you understand what it's like for me? After this birth, I'm the one truly suffering because I'm incapable of doing pleasure myself.
I don't even know what that means. I'm like,
no, I've never done that.
I guarantee you do, sir. I guarantee it. But it's just this idea. All of this is like not seeing your partner at all, not seeing them as a person, not seeing their wants, needs, desires, not seeing, you know, where they're not feeling fulfilled. It's like so heavily focused on the husband and his needs, and the woman is just there to facilitate that.
And that's also just the physical readiness.
Sure.
You know, like, but that's the point, though. It's like, it's not even like, okay, when are you medically cleared to, without even asking, are you ready? Like, are you
mentally?
Feeling, mentally, like, how are you? Because after that, you know, that first month when you're, you know, like, just you're exhausted, you're dirty, right? You're not even, like, you're being covered in pee and vomit and
Even our original Am I the Asshole, which he's the asshole, she's not an asshole. But like all of this is like they are just not accounting for their wives, like what she wants, how she feels. Like it's just not even on their radar at all. And like their wife is, it feels like not a person to them. Like who she is solely like, you provide for me, you do what I want, you make me feel better. You know, you make sure I get to do everything that I want and need and desire, and whether that's with your body or your time. And I don't care if you say you don't want to or can't do it, not a big enough budget. You're going to, because I said so, because I'm the man. And that is such a disgusting way to look at a marriage. And that is not a partnership. And that is not love. That is just being a dictator. And then to your point, wanting to be a baby. So wanting to be a boss baby.
Like, my mommy always made it work with nothing, right? Like,
Yeah,
why
she
can't
didn't
you do what
tell
my mommy
you.
didn't know? You didn't see it. Well, that's, and that goes back down to why it's so important to model the behavior for your children at home. It's not just enough to tell them to do certain things, to say certain things. They're going to learn by what they're seeing, right? Are you an active member of your household? That's what he saw, probably saw in his own house growing up. And so you're going to model that, and you can change, you can learn, you should change and learn. But a lot of times that's exactly what they enter this relationship thinking, well, I want exactly what I saw. And she was happy because I didn't see her crying,
Much,
even though
except a couple
much, like,
times.
except for always. But
The
anyways, but
holidays.
the holidays, that was
She had
rough.
wine.
But it was, but it's the point is that they didn't clock that as the only reason why it couldn't any be that they were unhappy or that they were being basically in a unfulfilling relationship. No, they want that exact thing.
And, women weren't allowed to be honest. And also, like, these boys didn't investigate. Like, their mommies, they were never thinking of. Like even as they get older, the relationship doesn't change. Like as I have gotten older, like I care more about my mom's needs. I care if she's happy. I care, what's going on in her life and how I can help her and how I can make her life easier, because at some point that should switch. There's a shift. As you want to help your parents as a child, no, you should not be worried about the mental stability. Like you shouldn't be carrying the mental load or the emotional load for your parents. That's not healthy. But as you get older, you should. And it's like these men never switch out of that. They never see, like, oh, maybe, maybe my mom needed help. Maybe my mom wasn't happy. Maybe I should check on her. They stay in that infantilized opinion of their mom, and they're still babied most of the time. And then they then want the same treatment from their wife. And it's not right. And I'm glad we are calling it out, and I'm glad we're all more honest. Like I feel like women are being a lot more open and honest, and are given space to do so. I don't think they were not saying because they just didn't want to tell anyone. There was consequence for telling how they were feeling and for venting or showing any signs of frustration. There was serious consequence in a lot of cases. So I think now women just have more space to be honest, and I'm happy to see it, because this type of shit is outdated and was never okay. And I'm hoping we're moving towards partnerships versus dictatorships in relationships.
Working on it, right? All this stuff online right now is a way, but the thing is, there's a lot of young guys now. They're seeing all these horrific people online that we're responding to, and they're also going down that track. And it's like, it's
Well, they
such
won't
a
be with women, though. That's the thing. It always kills me, and then we'll have to close because we've been talking for a while. But it always kills me because I'm always like, those men hate men and think the least of men. Like those dating coaches, like they weaponize men's frustrations, they weaponize men's pain to
Yeah,
profit off of it.
100%.
And they want you to stay angry. They want you to stay upset. Like they have no intentions of you getting better, because then they do not profit off of you. And it's like they're the ones that think so little of you. Like people who question your behavior and critique you are looking for you to grow and think there's room for you to grow and want you to have a better life. Mainly like want everybody else not to suffer from you, but in growth there is the betterment of your own self, not just how you affect others. And those, like, everybody else is the ones that want the best for you. Like they're If you better yourself, like, you can find a partner, but instead you double down for people who want you to suffer to make money off you.
Right.
Huh? Not the best choice. Anywho, he's the asshole. She is not.
Yeah, she's not an asshole, and I hope that she leaves him.
Divorce!
Yes.
You're always I feel like every time I'm like, I know this isn't possible for all cases, but you should leave him if you can.
You should probably
take that $100 and get a train ticket.
Something, just.
Jesus.
Hey, Reagan, do we have anything fun coming up next month for people?
We do. On January 18th, we are doing our live show in LA. We're going to be selling tickets shortly. We're going to have like a VIP thing before, kind of Q&A. Yeah, mm-hmm. So you can either do the full thing or just come for the live show. We're super excited. We've got our space. We're going to be doing tickets eventually. But we would love to see you there.
Yes, indeed. I'm excited.
As am I. We will keep you posted as we have more details, but I think that's all for now.
I think we're good to go. I have no idea.
Jessica's like, I'm done.
I don't know. I'm so tired.
Oh my God. Do you need to go to Qatar?
Yeah. Why don't I ever get anything out of this podcast?
Oh my God. I'll just take care of this podcast, our baby. It's fine. Don't worry about me. I'll just go cry and drink wine. All right, friends. I'll see you next week.
Love you.
Love you. Bye. Mommy loves you more. Bye.